Yeah, Paul Cassidy has just rolled into the dummy grid here. What I didn't realise was that when Andrew Coulter turned in after the going over the start-finish line, he didn't actually realise that he had a podium at all. So he'd started on up the return lane, had to be told that he was actually second and come back again. So I think shock does not probably cover exactly how he's feeling at the moment. As another of our newcomers, number 88, that's Brad Byrne, just goes past here. Number 67, conditions still absolutely perfect. It's a little bit cooler than it was earlier, but actually it's a lot more pleasant actually. Wondering whether that sun is going to be a little bit lower though, something to think about. As number 56 goes past, that's another newcomer there who's sporting the orange bib, and that is Joey Landon, who we will definitely be keeping an eye on because he did incredibly well during qualifying. Haven't had a chance to catch up with him yet and have a chat, but hopefully he'll be able to do that very soon. And number 51 here then, there's number 50, that is Dave Rigby just going past. And just all being stopped, all very calm here really, considering the excitement that we've had, and just gearing up for this, another 7-lap race. Do head over to the Manx Radio Motorsport page, there are lots of photographs on there. You see photographs of the podium, of the start of the race as well. So everybody just lining up. Number 12, Joe Yeardsley, he's had a pretty good evening so far, had a few minutes just to regroup and get ready for this one. So this is the A race, and again I think we're going to see some big battles here as Connor Cummins and Paul Jordan just give each other a little thumbs up towards the back of the group here as they prepare to go on their sighting lap round to the start and finish line. And the travelling marshal just raises his hand up in the air, he's just waiting in the road, and the marshal gives the signal, and Chris, the bikes are leaving here right now.
Thank you very much to Beth Espy down there at the paddock. And Davey Todd won this race last year with a new lap record on lap number 7 at 2 minutes 17.166, 111.544, and of course a race record as well, averaging 109.250 to take the race win from Mike Brown, with Michael Sweeney in third, Nathan Harrison in fourth, Paul Jordan in fifth, and Rob Hodson completing the top six positions. Looking at the qualifying then, it is number 22, Paul Jordan, on that pole position on the Jackson Racing, the machine, the Ducati, the V2 machine of his, with a 219.140. Alongside him will be number 4, Mike Brown, on a 600 Yamaha machine, sponsored of course by the Yamaha Boyce Engineering, by Russell Racing, the rider from Southern Ireland, of course. He'll compete alongside number 12 on the front row there, Joe Yeardsley. Now, Joe is on the spinarena.net 750 GSXR Suzuki machine. Row number 2 is number 2. That is, of course, Dominic Herbertson on the 765 Triumph, the KTS Triumph factory racing machine, the Hexham rider, with number 15 alongside him, Nathan Harrison. And number 7, that, of course, is Mikey Evans. Row number 3 will be number 10, Peter Hickman, 44 Rob Hodson, and 65 Mikkel Sweeney. Row number 4 will be 23 Marcus Simpson. Unfortunately, not number 17 Grant Thompson, who is a non-starter. It'll be number 11 Connor Cummins, and number 9 Barry Ferber next to him. Row 5 will be 91 Julian Trummer, 95 Eddie Wormald, and then 92 Jamie Williams. Row 6 will be number 5, that is of course Paul Cassidy in there. He'll be one to watch, Will Cass, in this one, with number 50 Dave Rigby, and number 54 John Marsh. Let's get out to cross four ways, looking forward to this one.
Yeah, and the front of the convoy just making its way past us, Jamie Williams and John Marsh just on the way past us there. Next to lead the group is number 93 Paul Cranston, who, as we rightly mentioned before, was the B race winner on this particular evening 12 months ago as well. And it'll be interesting to see how those newcomers react as well. We already heard about Joey Landon moving up into the A race, Matthew Rostron moving up to the A race. There's Cummins, Sweeney, Herbertson, Nathan Harrison, Mike Brown, so some of the front runners, if you like, toward the back of the convoy in this particular race as well. Number 67 also goes through, and the travelling marshal as well. So at the back of the convoy there this time was number 67, Adrian Hodson, another of the newcomers there. So, yep, interesting to see this one because, of course, as you mentioned, Paul Jordan quickest in qualifying, but that doesn't mean it's said and done, does it? Of course, there's 7 laps of racing still to come here. It is a tightly contested field, just very quickly having a look as well. Less than 2 seconds separating the top 5 in qualifying in the Supersport Yellow Plate last night. To you, Chris.
Just having a little look at the feed from our friends at King of the Roads. And when they come through Great Meadow, you'll notice there the very, very quick part. Just as they flip it slightly right to go through, there's a little indentation in the road. The rear suspension is compressing on some of these bikes. It'll be interesting to watch that later on when we have the big bikes. But they're now returning towards us into their grip position. We got to grip position number 8, didn't we? 93, Paul Crampton, as we said, is in there with 52. That's Mark Jackson and Joey Lambden, as Beth mentioned, the newcomer in position 22. Then it's 20. That's Wayne Avis, 30, Nicholas Round, 72, Matthew Rostron, 51, Rad Hughes, 27, Tom Snow, 35, Kieran Buckle in there too, 67, Adrian Hodson, and 88, Brad Byrne. 30 starters scheduled to come to the line. It's Joe Yeardsley on the front row again, but this time on the Suzuki GSXR 750 machine, as Paul Jordan brings his Panigale into position. Who's going to be in the middle of that front row? It's the man dropping in there now, the number 4 machine, the new father. It's Mike Brown, the yellow plates with the black number 4 on it. Mike rolls in position, and Paul Jordan has a look over his right shoulder at Mike Brown there now, and ready to go. We got a yellow flag just being waved in the middle here now. So somebody just with a problem. I think it's number 10, Peter Hickman, qualifying in 7th position. Yep, he's in his position there now. It is quite interesting to see these guys getting into position. Yellow flags are now withdrawn. Here we go. Green flag, go in the back. Engage gear. Watch the lights. Wow, launch time. Away we go. Paul Jordan with a pretty good start. Mike Brown with also a cracking start as well. This could be absolutely anybody's. But it's Mike Brown with the start, with Joe Yeardsley tucking in. Good start for Mikey Evans. Nathan Harrison just in behind him as well. Beth.
Yeah, as we went past here, it was Mike Brown who was leading the pack there, but there was not much in it, Chris.
Thank you very much to Beth there now, as you see Dominic Urbison being overtaken by number 15, Nathan Harrison, getting a bit squirrely on the exit of Ballacagan as we go down Iron Gate straight for the first time, heading down towards Iron Gate. It's number 4, Mike Brown, that leads, 22, Paul Jordan, it's 12. Oh, that a great move by Nathan Harrison, goes round the outside on the right-hand side of Mikey Evans, who has Dominic Urbison and Peter Hickman for company just in behind him. But at the front, it's Mike Brown, the Calais rider, that leads at the moment on the 4 machine as they go into Ballabeg for the first time of 7. This is, of course, the H&H Motorcycles Supersport 600. So it's Brown, Jordan, Yeardsley, Harrison, Evans, Herbertson, Hickman, Hodson, and then I think that was Michael Sweeney. This is going to get tightened here. Oh, 72 just has a little look up the inside there. Matt Rostron on the Green Ant Racing 600cc Yamaha. They're now at the far end of the circuit there now, heading out towards Ballawhetstone, heading towards Williams Corner. So tight through here, out and under the trees. Mike Brown with the front wheel in the air. Paul Jordan's chasing hard. Ross, cross four ways. Rob, lap one.
First chance to attack through cross four ways. Two have made a little bit of a break for it from the rest of the field. It's Mike Brown at number 22, Paul Jordan, then Yeardsley. Nathan Harrison looking up the inside of Yeardsley. Then it's Evans, Herbertson, Hickman, Hodson, Sweeney, Cummins, Ferber, Warmold, Simpson, Williams. Look at this all the way through. There's Matthew Rossini. We heard just made that move a little bit earlier as well, so maybe losing a little bit of time. Three more machines past us as well at the back of this particular convoy. Number 20, Wayne Avis, travelling Marshall, coming up towards us here. So Mike Brown still leading. He and Paul Jordan just seem to move a little bit away. That's one of the travelling Marshalls going past us at cross four ways. Both of them just seem to pull clear a little bit of the rest of the field, but Nathan Harrison was looking right up the inside of Joe Yeardsley there. So a battle between those two. The early battle for third that's going on there. A couple of other machines in behind as well, ready to snatch the moment if they're able to pick it up. So back to you, Chris.
Some battle going on with Mikey Evans, Dominic Urbison, Peter Hickman, Rob Hodson, and I think Michael Sweeney in there. Dominic Urbison's made a move. Here we go. There's your leaders. 4 from 22, then it's 15 and 12, then it's 2 Herbertson, 7 Evans, 10 Hickman, 44 Hodson, 65 Sweeney, 11 Connor Cummins, riding the Mad Bros machine. And Gary McCoy, if you are listening, Connor, do well on your machine. Then it's 9 Ferber, 95 Wormhole, 23 Simpson. It's a good battle, isn't it? Yeardsley and Harrison, they've changed places again. Of course, Joe on the GSXR 750, he's got ahead of him there with the GGs, but the Honda will start to stretch his legs. Herbertson, Evans, then Hickman, then Hodson, and Sweeney in the back of the shot there now. So they are 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th position, 9th position to Sweeney there. Then it's Cummins, Ferber, Wormhold, Simpson, Williams, Trummer, Marsh, Lambden, Jackson, Rostron, and Byrne, your top 20 riders at the front. Mike Brown led across the line by 0.630 of a second as they go into Ballabeg, lap number 2 of 7. So it's still 4, it's still 22, but then it's 12 Yeardsley back up the third, just ahead of Nathan Harrison, as you watch Connor going through an 11, 95, Wally Wormhold going well as well. He's got ahead of Barry Ferber there now, and we just see the triumph there of Julian Trummer just around about Jamie Williams' sort of pace. But Mike Brown leads Paul Jordan across the line by 0.63 of a second. Oh, that's stylish. And Mike Brown over the jump there towards Roy Gelling's farm. Let's go back to cross four ways.
So taking a look, yeah, it is those two that just seem to be eking away from the rest of the field. It is Mike Brown leading Paul Jordan by about 3 to 4 bike lengths here. So no change there. Yerdes, we heard, back up to third. Nathan Harrison just in behind, then Herbertson. Now it's Hickman moving up ahead of both Evans and Hodson. Great move from Peter Hickman on the Swan Racing Machine. Part of that massive group that also includes Sweeney and Herbertson in there, as we mentioned. Williams on the way past Cassidy. And they're going past us as well, number 54, John Marsh. 56, Joey Landon, the newcomer, going well in qualifying. And then number 52, Mark Jackson as well. Those two close together. Then it's Rostron, numbers 88 and 51. There's 93, Paul Cranston, 35. There's 27, Tom Snow, as part of a quartet on the way through cross four ways. Then Wayne Avis just around two bike lengths back. So no change at the front on this latest lap. It is still Mike Brown leading from Paul Jordan, around 3 or 4 bike lengths between the two of them, who've just started to move away. Back to you, Chris.
Somebody's blown up coming through Great Meadow there. There's a load of smoke from one of the machines, so we'll keep a little eye on this one. The leaders go across the line with 109.416. Somebody had a big problem. It looked like they were blowing up going through Great Meadow. Hopefully they'll be able to get safely off the course there. But Mike Brown leads by about the same distance and Paul Jordan. Then it's Joe Yerdsey, Nathan Harrison, Dominic Herbertson, Peter Hickman. Riders continue to stream through. Michael Sweeney, Mikey Evans in there. There we are. There's that smoke from that machine. We're not sure who that is. Just can't pick that up at the moment. Joe Yerdsey holding on to third. Then it's 15 Harrison, 2 Herbertson, 10 Hickman, 65 Sweeney, 23 Simpson. Ah, it's Rob Hodson. Rob Hodson is out. So that's a stop for Rob Hodson. The SMT machine, the Ducati, has cried enough and he has pulled off to the side of the track. Hopefully nothing being deposited on the circuit there now, and I'm sure the marshals will be having a look at that. 109.416 for Mike Brown, 109.372 for Paul Jordan, and Joe Yerdsey 107.95, and Nathan Harrison 107.387. I did say as he came through Great Meadow there's a big cloud of smoke from that machine. Hopefully not too terminal, because he's managed to get back here. I'm sure the marshals of Great Meadow and other points are having a little look at the surface there now, and of course in liaise with the officials upstairs here. But Brown leads by just over half a second, and he's looking good for it. But Paul Jordan, he's not too far behind, only 3.6, and it's 3.4. Back to Yerdsley, back to you.
Yeah, and it was just over 2 seconds. He had the gap to the rest of the field. That's just over 4. Here is Mike Brown and Paul Jordan, so no change there again across four ways, but just continued to pull away. Yerdsley holding off Nathan Harrison. Then it's Dominic Herbertson and Peter Hickman looking to try and catch that trio in the battle for that third spot at the moment. So it's Yerdsley, Nathan Harrison and Dominic Herbertson currently battling away. Now here's Michael Sweeney. Then it's Connor Cummins and then Marcus Simpson on the way through as well. So no change, Brown and Jordan on the way through. Jamie Williams, Eddie Warmolt and Barry Ferber. Then we've got Julian Trummer and Paul Cassidy, the latest through. Two almost together. It's this time it's John Marsh holding off Michael Evans. Michael Evans dropping back. There's Joey Lambden and Mark Jackson on the way through cross four ways this time. A couple of seconds further back is Matthew Rostron into the sunshine. A bit of a lonely race at the moment at this point on lap three. So Brown still leading Jordan. Not too much between them. To you, Chris.
It's the deterioration of track adhesion, or the oil flag to you and me, that is being displayed at the top of the rise there now, and the riders are very, very aware of that. You can see a line of something there just to the right-hand side as you come towards us, but it is number 4, Mike Brown, who leads by 0.883 of a second for number 22, Paul Jordan. Joe Yerdsley in that third place, 15, Nathan Harrison, 2, Dominic Herbertson, 10, Peter Hickman, 65, Michael Sweeney. That's a good battle, isn't it? And I tell you what, Dominic Herbertson's getting his shift on here. He's closing in right on the back of Nathan Harrison. So Hickman in sixth, 65 Sweeney, 11 Cummins, 23 Simpson, 92 Williams, 95 Wormald, 9 Ferber, 91 Trummer, 7 Evans, 54 Marsh, 56 Lambden. He's in there too with 52 Jackson. And that's our 17. Let's make that 18 runners at 72. Matthew Rostron, safe riding there, Matthew. Just had a message in from somebody saying hello to him. That is Linda Lockie. Thank you, Linda, for getting involved with that. But Mike Brown leads as they go in and out of Ballabeg hairpin. But we've got to keep an eye on here, I reckon, Rob Pritchard. That man, Dominic Herbertson, on that machine, the number one bike, the 765 KTS Triumph factory racing machine, the Hexham rider. He's starting to chase down Yerdsley and Harrison. He could be definitely one to watch here. But Mike Brown leads as he heads down in towards Blowndip, with Paul Jordan just under a second behind him. Rob.
Yeah, absolutely, Herbertson. He has caught those two just as they've been dicing away, Yerdsley and Nathan Harrison. Here's Mike Brown, your race leader. Paul Jordan in second. Again, no change there. as the two leading two come in, and it's Yeardsley leading Harrison. Herbertson just sitting back a little bit here, around two bike lengths or so back from those two, and then a couple of seconds further back, number 10, Peter Hickman, who's been making up some ground after getting caught in a little bit of traffic earlier in the race there. So no change really for your leading two of Mike Brown and Paul Jordan in that respective order, and no change really in the battle for third. Sweeney, Cummins, Simpson now. Both Cummins and Simpson just starting to close in a little bit on Michael Sweeney. Here's Warmold, who's cleared Jamie Williams and Barry Ferber as well. Eddie Warmold going well here. Number 91, Julian Trummer. Then it's Paul Cassidy and Michael Evans on the Daffabet racing machine. So Brown and Jordan, still the same 1-2. Yeardsley and Harrison still dicing away, but Herbertson, as you mentioned, Chris, and it is the case, still nothing to choose between those three at the moment in the battle for third. To you.
Here they come, the leaders, Rob Hodgson, confirmed by technical to be water and therefore steam, so no oil on the track, which is great news. But here we go, there's some battle going on between Yeardsley, Harrison, and of course Dominic Herbertson. Not much between those guys. They go across the line, and there's Hickman. Mike Brown still leads. He's up there, he's doubled it. It's 1.7, they're nearly three abreast as they head towards Ballochagan. I think Dominic Herbertson just keeping a watching brief of Yeardsley and Harrison. More riders, Sweeney, Cummins goes through, Marcus Simpson in there as well. Dominic just has a little look over his shoulder to see. I can tell Dominic, if he was listening to me, that is, he's got 3 seconds back to Peter Hickman, who's behind him, so he can run his own race. And already they're on lap number 5 of 7. As Michael Evans, Julian Trummer, Baz Ferber, Jamie Williams, Eddie Wormwald all goes through, and Eddie in the top 10 at the moment. But back at the front, Brown leads Paul Jordan by 1.708 of a second. Quickest lap of the race is Mike Brown's at 109.593 on that lap, 2:19.607, 109.593. On the other man in the 109s, Herbertson in the 109s now, 109.47. Hickman in the 109s, 2:0. Pretty good pace. Lap record though is 111.544. Paul Cranston goes through, Tom Snow goes through, Adrian Hodgson all safely through out on lap number 5 of 7. The number 4 machine of course Mike Brown, the Yamaha, the Boyce Precision Engineering by Russell Racing. Oh, that's a move nearly from Nathan. Back to Rob.
Mike Brown on the way through and Paul Jordan. So again, it's as you were previously across four ways. Bit more of a gap now. Here's Yeardsley, Harrison, Herbertson looking to close in again behind those two. Hickman, he's just staying back at the moment on the Swan Racing machine there. Just seems to be letting that trio do its thing in front of him at the moment, keeping things nice and smooth. Bit of a gap in the rest of the field. Just a very quick mention as well for two of the newcomers, Joey Lambden and Brad Byrne. They're currently running inside the top 20 at the moment, 16th and 20th respectively. Sweeney, Cummins and Simpson, that's an interesting battle. Still nothing to choose between those three out across four ways. Holding on to that is Sweeney. Then it's Eddie Warmold. He's up into the top 10 at the moment. Jamie Williams battling away, just trying to hold off the advances of Barry Ferber on the way through cross four ways. Then Julian Trummer, Michael Evans, about a bike length or so separating those two experienced figures. Cassidy on the way through. I say Julian Trummer experienced, debutant round here, but experienced at the TT. To you, Chris.
There's Mike Brown going through. There's Paul Jordan going through. Let's look at this battle. It's Yeardsley, Harrison, Herbertson, Dominic's all over the back of Nathan, and he's getting into the slipstream as Hickman goes through the number 10 bike, and here comes Dominic. Dominic around the left-hand side, and he gets himself up position to Dominic up to fourth, and now hunting down Joe Yeardsley. The gap at the front between Brown and Jordan is 2 seconds, and then it's 4 seconds back as Michael Sweeney and Connor Cummins go through, 7th and 8th respectively for those guys. The next man on the road should be 95, and it is. That's Eddie Wormwald. He jumps up a spot there now. There's 92 and 9. Jamie Williams and Barry Ferber go through. And I tell you what, Joe Yeardsley better not look around, because he will see the eyes of Dominic Herbertson chasing him down. Brown leads by 2 seconds from 22. Paul Jordan, quickest lap of the race is 109.895. On that lap for Mike Brown, 219.224. So some 2 seconds outside the lap record of 217.166. Marcus Simpson's lost a lot of time there. Marcus dropped down to 17th position. So it's Brown, Jordan, Yeardsley. They're your top three. Then it's Harrison and Herbertson. They've swapped positions, though, as 72 goes through. That's Matthew Rostron. Now, Marcus Simpson has not made it through here now, actually. But anyway, back at the front. Let's get back to the leaders. It's Yeardsley and Herbertson. Oh, having a little look. Back to cross four ways. Lap six.
And there's Mike Brown. He just seems to have eked out the gap to number 22, Paul Jordan, who both in turn away for this battle for third. What is it now? Yeardsley, there's Herbertson up to fourth, as you heard, then Nathan Harrison, and then still just holding back a little bit, just biding his time, is number 10 Peter Hickman, and then a little bit of a gap in the field, bit of a look down then. You mentioned Matthew Rostrom before there, who was quick in Supersport white plate qualifying. He is also inside the top 20, as we mentioned, along with the newcomers in there. Kieran Brockie has also moved up the standings. He's moved up to 19th ahead of Brad Byrne. Nicholas Round just outside the top 20, the newcomer as well. Sweeney and Cummins on the way through. You mentioned it already before, Chris, that Marcus Simpson dropped back. I did wonder had he gone a little bit missing at the timings at the start finish. Here's Eddie Warmold. Barry Ferber's having a look at the inside of Jamie Williams here. Good battle between those two. And there's Michael Evans on the Daft Bet Racing Machine. So again, no change across four ways. Mike Brown leading to you, Chris.
There's a change in third place because Dominic Herbertson went round the outside of Joe Yeards as he went through the Great Meadow section. So there we go, Mike Brown across the line there. A 2.18.694 that time for Mike Brown. 110.315. But here comes the battle of Herbertson and Yeardsley and Harrison. Harrison just dropping off a little bit. So Dominic into his second position, second podium position of the day. But at the front, the lead is 3 seconds and Brown over Jordan. So the Yamaha leads the Ducati by 3 seconds. There's Sweeney, there's Cummins goes through seventh and eighth position. So it's Brown leads, Dominic Herbertson though. And of course, this is the last lap that they are on now. We'll have Joe Yeardsley for company all the way around here. And look who's coming into the shot. Number 10, Peter Hickman. Hickey's last lap. He's the second quickest man on track at the moment. 2.18.809 on the 10 bike. The 7.65 Triumph, the Swan Racing by PHL Performance Triumph. He's done 110 as well. 110.223. Maybe a little bit too far back, but number 2, number 12 and number 15 and number 10 separated by absolutely nothing. But Mike Brown looking to get a win in this H&H Motorcycles Supersport 600cc race, leading by 3.047 seconds. And that same line again that he carries. He goes through. Let's get to cross four ways. I'll keep an eye on the screen as Paul Jordan goes through. But it's still Herbertson in third at the moment. Rob.
Yeah, Mike Brown, he is soaring away from Paul Jordan on this final lap. Here is Mike Brown. He's opened that gap. There is Jordan as well. Still running as it has been throughout the race. First and second, Herbertson, Yeardsley, Harrison. And now Hickman just closing in a little bit behind. It's going to be a late charge from Hickman to try and make an impression on that battle in the front three. What a battle that has been between Dominic Herbertson, Joe Yeardsley and Nathan Harrison. That's kept us on the edge of our seats, hasn't it? And Herbertson holding on to that third place who crossed four ways as there's a little bit of a gap in the field as well. It was Michael Sweeney and Connor Cummins were expecting up next. Eddie Warmore, Barry Ferber, by the way, moved into the top 10 at the start finish on last time. Here is Sweeney. Connor Cummins up his trumpet at the moment. Cummins just holding back off Sweeney there. What's it like on the exit? Yeah, Sweeney holds on to that through cross four ways. So Mike Brown with that commanding lead going into the final stages. See you, Chris.
Mike Brown in command of this race with that 3 second lead. And Mike Brown is going to be your race winner. Oh, this is stylish. Well done to Mike Brown. Across the line he goes. Takes the race win from 22, Paul Jordan. But is it going to be Dominic Herbertson? Is it going to be Joe Yeardsley? Oh, here we go. One of those. Wow. Dominic Herbertson. Dominic Herbertson from Nathan Harrison, from Joe Yeardsley, with Peter Hickman just in behind. The winning margin for Mike Brown to Paul Jordan, 5.444 of a second. What a race. Herbertson, Harrison and Yeardsley, take a bow, boys. That is some crack, that is. And Joe Yeardsley just had a little look over his left shoulder and had a little look at the man just in behind him, Peter Hickman, as Michael Sweeney and Connor Cummins home in 7th and 8th position. Good stuff. And Baz Ferber completes your top 10. But it is a race win. His quickest lap, 110.315, is Eddie Wormwald. And Baz Ferber comes in to complete 9th and 10th, should I say, with Mikey Evans and Jamie Williams home in 11th and 12th. Quickest lap of the race at 2.18.69 for Mike Brown on lap 6, 110.315. The only other man into the 110 was the man who finished in 6th place, the newcomer Peter Hickman with a 2.18.809, 110.223. As number 5, Paul Cassidy brings his machine home. Now, Paul not showing up on the timing screens, unfortunately. Wow, there's a little of a battle between 54 Marsh and 91 Trummer. They go through in 13th and 14th. And I think we will have Paul Cassidy slotted in manually there. 56 Joey Lambden goes through as well. But a win for Mike Brown. Well done to him. Brilliant stuff, winning by 5.4 seconds. So the Yamaha beats the Ducati with the triumph in third place, with Dominic Herbertson, Nathan Harrison and Joe Yeardsley in a battle with Peter Hickman. Just keeping a little watch and brief on that. Mike Brown, your race winner of the H&H Motorcycles Supersport 600s. He's with Beth.
I tell you what, Mike Brown, being a new dad clearly suits you, doesn't it? Talk us through that one.
Yeah, that one's for my little Max. First win as a dad, so that's good.
And how is early fatherhood treating you?
It's good. When you have a good wife, it makes life very easy. So they're at home watching on TV, and it's nice to get a win for them too.
Oh, it really is. The race, I mean, you seem to command that from start to finish. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I kind of was. I had a pit bar going round. Paul put in a good lap in qualifying, but we made a few changes, and I was confident maybe me and Paul might have got away. It's just the nature of the track. It's nice to be riding round the air on your own, and it's safe. And I'm happy with that.
Absolutely brilliant. Well done, Mike Brown. Back in the podium again for the second time. Flipping heck.
Thank you.
Bit of a rest tonight, yeah?
Yeah, a bit of a rest tonight and go at it again tomorrow.
Brilliant. That is Mike Brown, your race winner. Just making his way over here, though, and I think we're going to see a huge smile on this man's face again in third position. Dominic Herbertson, not once but twice in here today.
That sounds nice. Good to say that again out loud, well, to be honest. No, I tell you what a laugh. Obviously, Nathan and Joe Yeardsley, I love road racing. It's just amazing, you know what I mean? Everyone's pushing their luck, taking a little bit of, but it's fundamentally full of gentlemen just dicing on the edge, aren't they? It's just, I'll tell you what, going in the, I don't even know what corner it is, the last corner. Obviously, I went through stadium and I can't help but smile because that was James Cowton's favourite corner, and I can't help but think about him every time I go through. And let's face it, James was a fierce competitor and he wasn't a mug because he would have blocked the line, and I tried blocking the line, and all of a sudden I've got two Isle of Man lads going left and right, and I'm going, well, one of them we're going to have to stop. So lucky for me, obviously the try up there did a fantastic job, bags of grunt, and it just be able to get me out of the line there.
You're pretty fierce yourself, Dominic Herbertson. Huge congratulations to you. Well done. That is your third place man, and here in second, Paul Jordan. He was quickest in qualifying. It went really well from there. Talk us through your race, Paul.
Yeah, it was all right. You know, we got a good start. I knew that if I got in behind Mike, we had a bit of pace. We could try and break the gap, which we did. Like, you know, Mike rode a phenomenal race there. We had some slight issue with the exhaust, which I'm not quite sure what it is yet. So yeah, we lost a bit of power. So we'll have a look at it for tomorrow.
Yeah, lots to do tonight then, but well done, Paul. That's brilliant.
Cheers, thank you.
So that is your podium. We're going to be doing the presentation because, as you can hear, the sidecars are in the background. That's going to be the final race of the evening. So we'll just get the riders up onto the podium stand here. This is the H&H Motorcycle 600cc race, and the presentation is going to be done by Glenn and Bradley Harrison. So the riders just taking their positions here. And what an evening it's been so far, as Paul Jordan just lit his little girl who's got her ear defenders on, just standing next to the bike. She wasn't too keen to go on it, to be honest, so maybe that's not quite her thing. But let's just get this done now, because what a fantastic race that was. Taking third place, absolutely brilliant. A big smile on this man's face. A huge round of applause for Dominic Herbertson. I think you can just hear the sidecars are just making their way around the track here. So in second place, it is Paul Jordan. And taking the victory, absolutely brilliant. The new dad looking absolutely resplendent there. Huge smile on his face. Mike Brown.